We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He is a Super Bowl champion, 10-year NFL veteran, and current Baltimore Ravens analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Qadri Ishmael. It's Qadri Ishmael with Joe, Lowe, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Missile, how are you this morning? Thanks for your time.
Joe, Lowe, and Dibs, what up?
Qadri.
Thanks for getting up. We appreciate the interview time this morning. Let's start in Baltimore. The injury to Joe Flacco, what's the concern level like amongst the organization with the time frame being possibly somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 6 weeks that he'll be nursing this?
Well, you know, first of all, they were saying that it was a scenario where they rest him a week, then he can kind of come back, and it's just a soreness in his back. Apparently, the MRI, from what I've been told, hadn't been revealing of any disc issue that is of any significance. So, you know, I'm like, all right, well, after a week's time, we'll kind of feel it out and see where he's at and then kind of go from there. So, you know, a lot to do about nothing. I think the biggest thing is because of the fact that the name Colin Kaepernick had been thrown out there, this took on even a larger national platform or view in other people's eyes than here in Baltimore.
But let's go to that then quickly. David Olson, I think if you would have asked anybody around the country yesterday who the Ravens might sign, I don't think anyone, including Mr. and Mrs. Olson, would have said David Olson. Why would the team not at least give a look to Colin Kaepernick? Do you think there's still some fear over the protest stance from last year?
Well, I think when you look at training camp, it's looking at your 53-man roster. And who are guys that are going to be what we call camp bodies, and then there are guys that you really know have a legitimate shot to make your ball club. So you got about maybe, you know, five or six guys tops that have a legitimate shot of making your ball club. Other guys are just camp bodies, and, you know, they're hoping that, you know, their preseason games, they're going to look really good. If they look good in the preseason, then it'll translate over into another club potentially picking them up, or they can go on a practice squad. So with all that said, if Joe, like the Ravens are saying, is only going to be gone for just a week and at most, you know, 9 to 10 days he's going to be back, well, you already got your backup in Ryan Mallett. You already know what he can do. You feel really comfortable that he knows the offense extremely well. Colin, in the eye of everyone else, is a guy that is not a camp body. He is a guy that would be put on a 53-man roster. It's not that he would be looked at as a pariah or someone that is going to stir up trouble, but rather, you know, if Joe comes back, you got your backup. You only, for the most part, carry two quarterbacks anyway. So why entertain a guy unless Joe is just flat out injured and is going to miss a significant period of time? You just need a camp arm, so Olson is it, not to, you know, basically, I think, in a way, disrespect the talent level of a Colin Kaepernick by just bringing him in to throw some passes and, oh, by the way, thanks, but, you know, no thanks, we're done.
Yeah, it's just interesting, Miss Alch, your boy Lo Neal here, and my perspective is just when you see 64 starting quarterbacks and backup quarterbacks of 32 teams and, you know, 32 backups, so you have 64 guys. It's just hard for me to fathom that Colin is not a two or even a three. It's just interesting just to watch how the league itself, or it just people don't want to necessarily touch him. Arizona, Bruce Arians, a personal friend of mine. You look at Carson Palmer, 37 years old, one hit away from an injury, and you see Stanton, the guys are backups. Just interesting. They say you love your, you never know, you never want to know, you never want your backup to play, but you never not want to have a good one. So it's just interesting that he hasn't had a job. But at any rate, the running back situation there in Baltimore and the offensive tackles getting hurt, is this Raven team, is it possibly still a Super Bowl contending team, or is just too many injuries too early already?
Just really quickly, as far as going back to Colin, I think you're absolutely right, Lo. I think the one thing, though, too, I think there's some legitimate play, on-the-field play, that has been inconsistent with Colin. And, yes, to your point, is he better than those the majority of those backups and, for the most part, a strong number of starting quarterbacks? Yup. But from what coaches see, from a pure football standpoint, is he able to fit into what we do, or do we got to change to fit into what he does? To the off-field stuff, I think to the interesting point that you're making, yep, absolutely, that's the elephant in the room, that the team as a whole, the front office, they don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole. So you got both things working against, I think, Colin, in the grand scheme of it all. To the point of the Ravens running back situation with Kenneth Dixon going down, that was a issue that I thought, you know, was going to be a minor one until obviously they, you know, did the surgery and the meniscus and all that, and he's done. But I will say this, when you look at this Ravens ball club over the last few years, it seems as though they've been on paper really good, but then they would get these rash of injuries. So it is kind of concerning because you don't want to, you know, you felt like you had a really good quality depth of a team, but now you look at it and it's like, man, you know, right when you're starting it off, you're getting, you know, some guys banged up. So, you know, I think this team, if healthy, has that strong opportunity from top to bottom to really be a contending AFC North championship type team that would then put them back into the playoff mix.
Super Bowl champ, 10-year NFL veteran, current Baltimore Ravens analyst. Find him on Twitter at Qadri Ishmael. It's Qadri Ishmael with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Missile, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate the insights. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.